TH. I mean, we could show, maybe this is not direct talk here, but more conceptual. We can show how, maybe conceptual, okay. Maybe one could show somehow, visually or whatever, how it goes like from people living here down on Earth. We live in a village or a city, a town, or right there on the countryside. And we work to sustain, maintain ourselves, and the way it kind of started and fundamentally works then is, you know, someday till the earth and they grow vegetables and so on, grains, keep animals and some they produce clothes, for instance, cloth and clothes and thread and things like that. Some produce wagons and carts for traveling with, cars maybe, but they're more high tech. So I'm talking about this that you do locally. And in the old days, everything was basically taken care of locally. I mean, someone bred horses and someone built horse wagons. And then you had stone and you had clay and you had all wood and, you know, in the forest and trees and all that, and straw growing in the lake, and you could make houses like that out of that. And all that was needed was work and a certain skill that you learn from generation to generation. Now, someone makes a factory. Like my father had, employing some people and making trousers. I think he must have had like 20, 25 employees or something. And as I sometimes mention here, well, in the honor of my father and similar men and women, because my mother was very much involved in taking care of the company too. Then what happened is, and I saw it with firsthand here, buying some raw materials, producing something out of it, and selling it and making a profit, an honest profit, after paying the employees an honest salary. This is how it was. As long as the salary is just and fair, this is good business. Of course, here in the Sweden, it was the same, you know, with the big companies especially. Well, I guess the small ones too, sometimes the employees were not satisfied with their salaries, so they complained or they would strike in worst cases. But in any case, the country owned the roads and the hospitals and the libraries and the railway and, you know, schools and all those things that are kind of public necessities, public sector. Makes sense. And then private people own their private businesses. Now the problem came or comes into the picture when, and I met those people too, others who are not really good at producing anything or maybe not even managing companies, enterprise, but they're good at making money. Well, maybe at managing, but mainly then to make money. Sometimes they don't even care much what the company is producing. They just care if it is a profitable enough company to take ownership of, and then they buy it and they have these bank contacts and this and that. It's a different level. People who know how to make money grow. And I guess that this is where greed can come into play. Because, for instance, my father, he was, you know, he earned what our family needed. Including savings for the future and, you know, we were not rich. We were not even considered, you know, wealthy, but, you know, just decently well-to-do. And many in our town were like that. Many had their own little company and did it well, responsibly, skillfully, and earned a reasonable income. Now, what happens when this capitalism comes into the picture, when this all turns into capitalism, you could say, because I wouldn't call it capitalism, it's not about working with capital, it's about working with producing, in our case, trousers or something, you know, or running a car workshop or tractor rental company, you know, whatever, car company. But then some are only buying things and selling them more expensive. And some are running factories like this and they want more, so they go to the bank and they take a loan and they open another branch or in another town or whatever, expand bigger factory, more advertisement, marketing. Now they're really on that expansion. But I don't think my father was into that. He was into just maintaining a decent level that works for us, for him and his family. So this constant expansion, more and more, that's when it gets into capitalism. I would say you could probably find greed there. And but then what happens next step? Well, as I said, our country, Sweden, then the country itself is owned by, you know, the government, how to say it, it's owned by itself, the state owns the company, the country, and is represented, you know, representing the people if it is a good state, democratic state, and so on. But then what happened was that these capitalists, they become so big. This is, of course, just common sense. But it's I'm saying this to put some little quick cartoon or something to show this, because it's kind of significant anyway, although it's a truism and obvious. When these capitalists become big enough, their economy becomes so powerful that it can start to influence the society, the state. And thus we find today, and we found that also with the clothes, the textile industry here in Sweden, that suddenly the clothes were not produced by these little factories like my father's and mother's, but by huge companies in England and elsewhere, somewhere out internationally. But not by them either. They were produced by companies over in Bangladesh or China or whatever, on the countryside there, by people getting much, much, much less paid and working under much harder and unfair, I would say, conditions. But there, the owners of those factories were like my father, just, you know, generally speaking, honest, small entrepreneurs, you know, built up a company by their own hands and are smart and skilled enough to manage a business or factory like that. They know their handcraft, so to speak, their profession. But then, as one Chinese such man said, was producing pant, has a pant trouser factory there, I put 100% on as profit markup when I sell from the production cost after the salaries are duly paid out to the cost to the employees. I had 100% to sell to the British, who then add 1,000%. And that's where it starts to get weird, right? But also, then these companies, these big global corporations, at one point became so powerful that they can control entire nations. And when that happens, the risk is very great, very big, that entire nations will be controlled very much by greed, not by wisdom, knowledge, what is best for everyone, but what is best for those who control the controllers of the state and that nation. So we could show how something there important happened, or significant happened, but also very, I would say, negative, which is today, I would say, and many with me, behind many of the problems we have.